A volcano spews ash in Indonesia. Ministry is affected. The church is growing incredibly in one nation, and Christians from the U.S. provide warmth to the needy in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The ash cloud from frequent eruptions of Indonesia's Mount Merapi forced President Obama to cut his Asia trip short. Not 20 miles from the volcano sits the Wesleyan Bible College campus, where World Hope International has a base of operations. Keith Norris says,
they have 800 displaced people on their Bible school campus, and every available space in auditorium, classrooms, offices are lined up with people and math.
Despite the upheaval, the team is meeting the needs as best they can in makeshift circumstances on limited resources. It's being done in the name of Christ.
They hope to have resources to continue a relationship with the people once this crisis is over. There will be follow-up. This is a great opportunity to make relationships with new people, and hopefully that will be used for the glory of God.
They need more resources, time, and prayer. We have links to the specifics. Meanwhile, a tragedy has hit Mission Aviation Fellowship. The ministry has lost a pilot mechanic, but not the way you might think. MAF's Gene Jordan says 30-year-old Ben Uskert died in a swimming accident in Sumatra, Indonesia.
There was a fairly strong riptide going, and Ben and some other young men were carried out. One of the young men he was with is still missing and presumed drowned. Ben drowned. The other two were able to be brought to shore.
Jordan says Uskert died trying to save the life of another. Uskert leaves his wife Katie and son Jeremiah.
We say, what a tragedy, but you know, we do not know what God is going to do in this area where Ben was living, where he loved the people, and touching people's lives for eternity.
The Uskerts had only been serving with the Sumatra program since December. A fund has been established to help with funeral costs. You're listening to Mission Network News. Another Christian's been attacked in Nepal. Indra Rai Waglan, a Gospel for Asia-supported missionary, was beaten while traveling to a neighboring village to hold a prayer meeting. Waglan suffered a broken rib and bruises all over his body. The six attackers have been charged. GFA is asking you to pray that these men will turn to Christ. Pray also for Waglan's complete healing and that he and his family will stand firm in the faith. Our website has more details on this story. Meanwhile, Cuba is seeing one of the fastest-growing church rates in the world. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board says there just aren't enough churches to hold all the believers. Some of the congregations worship in houses, garages, yards, and on rooftops. Growth means more leadership. IMB missionaries help train and disciple new leaders. Ask God to keep the pipeline full of church leaders in the making. There are ways to resource them through our website. And freezing to death is just an expression in the United States, but this is an actual fate for people unprepared for the harsh winters of India. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says they just returned from hosting a blanket distribution team in India.
Blanket distribution is a way to actually be hands-on helping people who otherwise would probably freeze to death during the winter, and you come in as a saving angel, so to speak, and provide a blanket that will provide them warmth during the horrible winter months.
The blankets also serve as a segue to talk about Christ and the gospel. Global Action's taking another team from December 26th through January 6th. It's short notice, but Global Action needs you to go.
There are four slots we really want to fill this week. So take the time right now and say, Lord, I hear your spirit nudging me to go. I'm going to go.
It might seem quick, but if God's calling you, take a trip with a purpose. Our website has more details on applying. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.